Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We welcome in a guy who cashed in on the Chicago Bears plus the points. He was smart enough to fade Jason Garrett. You can find him. He is the founder, the CEO of the world-famous Eagle Eye Picks. The great Bill Boland joins us. Eagle Eye, how are you, good sir? What's happening?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
Eagle Eye, I know you're probably in good spirits. You faded Jason Garrett. Was that the classic square play if you were taking Dallas laying at 3 points?
Yeah, the public was fully on Dallas, and you saw a zero line movement. That's what really pushed me towards the Bears. And the Cowboys have been not really playing well the last few weeks. Thanksgiving, they looked poor. So just leading up to this game, with everyone pounding the Cowboys and seeing no line movement, it was an easy pick to go with the Bears.
Eagle, speaking of a line that I'm a little confused by, are you surprised New Orleans is a 2.5-point favorite only against the San Francisco 49ers? I get it. The Niners are great. They're 10-2 on the year. We know how money for years Sean Payton and Drew Brees have been in that Superdome. I thought that line would be closer to 4, 4.5 points. You surprised it's at 2.5?
I was thinking more around 3, 3.5. It opened at 3. It moved down to 2.5 now. Yeah, the Saints are always dangerous in the Dome. They're just a different team at home. The Niners have looked awesome. I mean, they're coming off that loss to the Ravens, but you can't look much into that. The Ravens are one of the hottest teams in football. The thing that scares me about this line is if it moves any further. You see, it's about 65% on San Fran, so it did move down a half point. Right now, I would lean the Saints in that game, but if that line starts to move down towards 2, 1.5, it would probably scare me away.
Okay, so if you see that line under 2.5, you're not going to fire on the New Orleans Saints. If it kind of hovers between 2.5 and 3, lean would be New Orleans. That sound about right?
Right. I can't fade New Orleans at like 2.5, 3 in the Dome, but if the line starts moving like crazy, that's something that would scare me away.
All right, but let's go to Monday night, because the Giants now making a quarterback change. Daniel Jones probably done for the year. Going to be Eli Manning at quarterback. Does this alter your perception at all, handicapping this game with the Giants going from Daniel Jones to Eli Manning?
Not much. I mean, Daniel Jones is much more mobile. He can make more plays than Eli can at this point in Eli's career. But Daniel Jones hasn't exactly been playing great the last few weeks, so I don't see much of a difference there. That line has also jumped. It opened at Eagles -8. It's now at 9.5. After seeing how the Cowboys played tonight and how there's an opportunity for the Eagles to possibly come in and steal that division, I would lean with the Eagles here. I mean, you just can't trust the Giants at this point. And with Eli not mobile, he's a sitting duck in the pocket, I think the Eagles would get to him. Right now, I would lean the Eagles in that game.
Bill Boland, the founder of Eagle Eye Picks, you want to check him out on Twitter, As Good As It Gets, handicapping, giving you picks daily. Does not matter the sport, he's going to find you winners. Let's get to the Jet game. Normally, when you have a team like the Jets that is so topsy-turvy, I would say, wow, after a humiliating, embarrassing performance, losing to the winless Cincinnati Bengals, that they should bounce back in a big way against the Dolphins, who are coming off a dramatic win over Philadelphia. That said, the Dolphins have been spunky under Ryan Fitzpatrick. They have. He's played well the last few weeks. This line opened up at 7.5. I thought the line was totally out of whack, Bill. Now it's down to 5.5. A lot of public heavy juice coming in on the Dolphins. What's your read on Dolphins-Jets, one of the worst games on the card?
The Dolphins have been playing pretty well. They've been competitive, I should say. The Jets, on the other hand, just lost to a winless team. I mean, Dalton was back, so that helped the Bengals a little bit. But at the same time, you can't trust the Jets laying 5.5 at this point. I know they're home, but this is a division game. The Dolphins have been playing well. You see the line moving down 2 points. I think it's about right, probably around 5 now if it gets there. But either way, I just can't lay 5.5 with the Jets. So if I had to play that game, I would take the Dolphins just with the plus points.
Let's get to the game that I think everybody's going to have circled on their calendar, a rematch of last year's AFC title game, the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes going into New England to take on the Pats. And we know what we saw last week, and I give you credit. I was on the same side as you. We both had the Houston Texans. That was a money line outright winner, and the Pat offense looked limited. They were unable to make plays for a good majority of the game. And you know what everybody's saying, Bill. Brady's done. The Pat offense stinks. They don't have answers. We go through this every single year, and then they find a way to snap out of it and respond. That's what would scare me about this game. I get it. New England is limited from an offensive standpoint. I know how special Mahomes may be. I can't make a case that I would take Kansas City here in this spot. To me, this is a New England or pass type of game.
Yeah, this game's really rough because, like you said, the Patriots are limited, but the Chiefs' defense stinks. The Chiefs will give up points, so if the Pats are going to get right, it's against the Chiefs at home. That being said, the Chiefs could put up a ton of points. The line opened at Pats minus four. It's now at Pats minus three. Normally, at this time of the year, you do not fade the Pats at home. But I haven't liked what I saw out of the Pats the last few weeks. So right now, I would probably consider laying off of this game. But if I was going to take it right now, I would lean the Chiefs just based on line movement and not being able to trust Brady at home. I know normally they right the ship. They play well at this time of the year. But they just don't have the weapons on offense. It's Brady and Edelman. So right now, I would lean Chiefs.
Very interesting stuff. All right, speaking of line movement, the Seattle Seahawks, who are 10-2 on the air, and they've been money in the close game, they open up as a 3-point favorite at LA. That line now has moved to pick 'em. That is despite 64% of the tickets coming in on Seattle. Billy, is that the sucker line of the week, taking Seattle as a pick 'em right now?
Yeah, this is a default Rams play just based on line movement and public action. You move down 3 points with 66% or 65% on the Seahawks. I know Russell Wilson's been great. I know the Rams haven't looked great at all. The Rams killed the Cardinals, but other than that, they've looked so-so the past, what, 5-6 weeks. The thing is, though, you can't ignore that type of line movement with that much of the public on the Seahawks and then moving 3 points in the other direction. That's a default play by with the Rams just based on that.
Bill Bowen over at Eagle Eye Picks as we get you ready for week 14 in the NFL. Have to touch on another great game at 1 o'clock. Baltimore and Buffalo. I know betting against Lamar Jackson has not been a winning proposition. If you tried it in the Monday night game against the Rams, my condolences. You go back and you watch him week in and week out. He's been money. Bill, are you surprised this line has moved from 7 to 5.5?
Yeah, this is actually similar to what we just spoke about with the Rams. Just based on this line movement, the Ravens are probably the most impressive in public team right now in the NFL. They just came off a win against the Niners. I know they didn't cover, but it's still a very impressive win. I don't see why, with the public all over the Ravens, why this line really shouldn't move down at all. I know the Bills are coming off a win against the Cowboys. The Bills have a good record, but still, I think where this line opened, it should have held strong with the public so much on the Ravens. I think the Bills can slow down Lamar Jackson. It's going to be very tough to do, but they have the defense to be able to do it. I think 5.5 is a lot. If it could get back up to 6, I would definitely go with the Bills. Either way, though, I'm leaning Bills in this one, whether it's 5.5 or 6.
Now, I know you're a diehard Tennessee Titans guy, and you're aboard the Ryan Tannehill train. I know. You've been dying to have Ryan Tannehill as your quarterback. But listen, he's been playing his ass off these last few weeks, and now the Titans are in prime position to make the playoffs. Are you surprised, Bill, though, that they're a road favorite this week? Because to me, the Titans have been a very Jekyll and Hyde team. Even though they've played well the last few weeks, that's been their MO. They usually are one of those teams that rides the roller coaster. I know the Raiders have looked awful in back-to-back games. I thought this line would be right around pick 'em. It's now been steamed to Tennessee minus 2.5. Titans going to make them 8-5 on the year?
Yeah, I mean, you see the public slightly on Tennessee. Open that pick now at 3. Titans have looked good the last few weeks. Tannehill, I regret bashing him earlier in the year. I didn't think he would do anything for this team. Now he has one of the best QBRs and completion percentages in the NFL, so I can't hate on him. Oakland's looked bad. They just got killed by the Chiefs, but the Titans do play those type of games. They either need a defensive stop. They need last week they needed a blocked field goal. They're just in those type of games. I would still lean the Titans just by way the seasons are going. The Titans are trending up, the Raiders are trending down. I don't know if I would play it, but if I was going to take the game, I would lean Titans in this one.
Okay, we'll get your best bets in a moment, but it's a killer slate in college football on Saturday, and on Friday for that matter. out of any of the championship games so far, Bill, Pac-12, Big 12, SEC, is there an individual line that has caught your eye throughout the week that you have circled?
Not yet. I haven't dove greatly into that slate yet. I was looking at Oregon-Utah for tomorrow. That game scares me a lot. Based on live movement, I would normally go with Utah in this game, but they're pretty evenly matched teams, so I'm undecided. 6.5 is a lot. You would think you would take the points of Oregon, but the line movement's trending upward, and that is making me actually lean the other way. I don't have a definite play on it. That's really the only game I've looked at so far. But right now, I'm leaning Utah, but it definitely does scare me.
Okay, Utah, and it's amazing. Before that Arizona State game, I would have argued that line would have been like 1-2 pick 'em right around there. Now you're looking at that line, 6.5, so it has been steamed quite a bit. All right, week 14, NFL leans. We know you're going to finalize these probably, what, like Sunday at 11 a.m., 12 p.m. when you're in the lab. You know, you're diving in on all your research and whatnot. But your leans at this point on Friday, what are you thinking might be on your NFL card?
Leaning, we talked about it. I'm leaning the Bills, and I'm leaning the Rams, same reason. Right now, leaning the Saints, leaning the Eagles. And to throw a fifth one in there, I'll say I'm leaning the Titans. I probably won't play the game, but I'm leaning in that direction if I was to play it, to give you a fifth play.
There you have it. Bill Bowen, Eagle Eye Picks, founder, CEO. And Bill, for anybody who is not caught on to the phenomenon, where can they find you on Twitter? Because you're getting daily plays as good as it gets. Where can they find you?
At Eagle Eye Picks 11.
There you go. Very simple. All right, Bill. Enjoy your weekend. Cash some tickets. We will chat next week.
All right, awesome. Talk soon.
There you go. The great Bill Bowen over at Eagle Eye Picks. And listen, when you're posting picks on a daily basis, you're opening yourself up to quite the amount of criticism. So I give that guy a ton of credit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.